The American government may roll its eyes at the talk of a tougher EU trade regime. Some in America could accuse the bloc of being too timid about using tariffs to get its own way with trading partners and too weak to overcome the protectionist instincts of its member states. They ask why, if the EU is so concerned about the demise of the WTO's dispute settlement system, it ignored America's complaints about it for so long. Where, they ask, was the EU while America was filing WTO disputes against China? Tough talk is cheap. Results will require action. Mr. Hogan's first priority is to add muscle to the EU's defences. From May 1st, he will oversee a new Chief Trade Enforcement Officer, as well as a new enforcement unit dedicated to making sure that existing trade deals are implemented properly. The European Commission is proposing new rules that would sharpen the EU's teeth, including an amendment to enforcement regulations that would allow tariffs against other governments blocking the WTO's dispute settlement system. On the topic of the WTO's appellate body, Mr. Hogan acknowledges some of the American concerns, but adds that he would love to see detailed proposals for solutions to the problems from the Trump administration. Whether he can maintain stable trade relations with America is another matter. He raised hackles in September after an interview in which he promised to teach Mr. Trump the error of his ways. Then in a meeting in January, he seems to have clashed with Robert Lighthizer, the United States trade representative. If he tries to bring more assertiveness into the EU side of the transatlantic relationship, it could end badly. Stephen Vaughan, an ex-colleague of Mr. Lighthizer, warns that attempts to play hardball could backfire. The Americans want, above all, broad access to the EU's agricultural market, more than the lobsters, scallops and nuts that are on offer. Seafood technically counts as an industrial product. But as Mr. Hogan knows well from his previous job, anything much broader than dismantling a few non-tariff agricultural barriers is unpalatable to member states. He remains upbeat about the transatlantic relationship. "I think that we're in a better place now than we were some months ago," he says. On February 14th, a tariff announcement related to a dispute over aircraft subsidies was milder than expected. A reduction in car tariffs could be on the table, he adds, if member states agree. His challenge is not just to get trade partners to play by the rules, it is to get his own side on board too.